Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is productivity. So I thought I would just do this quick little episode all about productivity since we are winding down to the end of the year and we'll be starting a new one. And this is also a time for reflection. It's also a time for setting, you know, new goals and things we want to accomplish in the new year. And for us as service providers, we spend our days providing services to clients, which means we need to be as productive as possible in order to get as much done as possible, especially for those of you who are paid hourly, because time is money. So you don't want to waste time, which ends up losing you money. And so productivity can be something that is a learned skill, because one of the things happens when you come home from working in an office is you seem to think you have a lot more free time because you're not as structured as maybe you are in an office, and then Big Brother isn't watching you either. So one of the things that I found out quickly was I needed to really pay attention to what I was doing day in and day out. You know, how much time I'm on social media, how many times I'm surfing the web or whatever it might be, and really start to focus in on what should I be doing with my time each and every day. And so one of the most important things that I shifted was really focusing on what's called revenue generating tasks. And you may have heard me say this before, but these are the tasks that pay the bills. These are the tasks that you do for clients and get paid for. The rule in my mind is it's an 80-20 rule. 80% of your day should be on revenue generating as the other 20% should be on working on your business. So it's real important if you want to embrace that 80% of your, you know, your day, whatever, whether it's 4 hours or 2 hours or 8 hours, whatever that number is, you want to be doing those revenue generating tasks. So it's real important that you zone in on your productivity. And did you actually know that there are different productivity types? And there are also something called peak energy hours, where, you know, you do your best work during that time. And this was something I discovered, which really helped me zone in on, okay, I'm not a morning person. I do my better work in the afternoon, and really understand what type of, you know, person I was when it came to productivity. If you don't know your productivity type and or your peak energy hours, I highly recommend it's something you find out. Now, I have a resource that I've put together. It's called my Productivity Planner Workbook, and it teaches these productivity tips and tricks along with helping you figure out what your productivity type is and what your peak energy hours are. So I put a link in the description for the podcast, so feel free to take a look. I am having a holiday special, so if you're listening to this pretty quick after I published it, which was at the end of 2020, you can get a holiday special on this wonderful little workbook that really has made a difference for me. So it's really about getting the most out of each day. As a service provider, as I mentioned, you know, we provide services, so we need to get as much done as possible, and we want to learn how to limit distractions. And you know, technology can be a blessing and a curse. You can use technology to really help you get more productive by knowing what tools and what tips are really going to get you where you need to go. For instance, one of the ones that I use is the Pomodoro technique, which is working in short spurts. Because I am easily distracted, it helps me stay focused and do one thing at a time. So it gets you away from multitasking, because multitasking is not the most productive use of your time. So you're going to want to find ways to unlearn that habit, which is a habit I'm sure we've all picked up while we worked in, you know, a large business. For me, corporate America, they want you to do multiple things at multiple times. But when you're working for a client and you're providing a service, it's not the best use of your time to be doing half this and half that. You need to focus all on one thing at a time for that individual client. So it's all about scheduling everything that you do, you know, even creating theme days, which means certain days of the week you do certain things. For instance, you know, I only did client calls on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And then I realized that that was a waste of my time because I was constantly interrupted
not productive. So I moved all my client calls to be on one day of the week. So it was Wednesday. Wednesday was the day I did calls. Because what you want to do is when you're working, you don't want to be interrupted, you know, constantly by taking phone calls. So it helps you to theme your work weeks. And this is something that's in that productivity planner as well. So just some tips. You know, what are you doing right now to be as productive as possible? You know, there are tools that will, you know, limit your distractions, which means it will turn off everything other than what you're working on, so you're not distracted by social media or Skype or by Messenger or whatever it might be. And then what is your productivity type? Do you know what is best for you and the tools that are best for you, as well as those peak hours? These are things that if you struggle with productivity can really make a difference, because I know they did for me. So going into the new year, you might want to say, okay, maybe I'm going to change the way I look at my days. Maybe you want to work less and earn more. So you need to be even more productive than you are today. Or maybe you just need to tweak things and really understand how you can embrace technology to help you do that. So hopefully this has given you some ideas. Take a look at my productivity planner if it's something that you're looking to change up the way you're doing it, or you're just interested in learning your productivity type, peak hours, and the techniques that would work for your individual type. Thanks for listening. I know this is a short podcast, but it's the end of the year. I wish you a happy holiday, and I look forward to your success in the new year. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.